Hello, this is Bill.
Yeah, hey Bill, this is Mike. I'm calling over with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Bank of Cardiff. I was calling to follow up with you on a finance offer we had sent out your way a couple weeks ago. It was pre-approval for some equipment and capital. I was wanting to check in, calling today and see if you guys are currently maybe looking to, add anything on at this time.
Yeah, well, we may be. We're kind of in the process of trying to make some year-end decisions.
Okay.
So, but nothing yet.
Okay, like are you like I mean, if you don't mind me asking, are you guys looking to like maybe bring on some like equipment, or are you guys kind of just wanting to, kind of just evaluate just the overall finances in general?
Yeah, we're kind of doing a general planning now. We may be looking to add some equipment in 2017.
Okay.
We just have to kind of see how the year finishes out and where we stand.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, like, do you guys kind of have an idea of like what you guys are looking to add on there? Like, what do you guys kind of what do you guys kind of like specialize over there?
So we might add some drilling equipment, maybe a company vehicle, that sort of stuff.
Okay. The equipment. Do you know how much like those are gonna be, like kind of a breakdown of like how much those would like roughly kind of cost?
No, we really haven't gotten to that point yet. I mean, it's just really sort of conceptual. We're just trying to figure out which direction we want to go, and then of course, the prices will follow.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
We
Well,
don't have any specific. We don't have specific.
got it. And yeah, the reason why is because, like I said, we had you guys pre-approved, and what it was kind of based off a past file. It looks like previously when James worked there, he had something through Benchmark Financial, and basically Strong Borrowing History was able to extend out that pre-approved offer for you. But it
Yeah.
is a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. So, that's definitely something that would, definitely fit in. So I
Okay.
wanted to just
Cool.
reach out to you. So, I mean, yeah, it sounds like you guys have something that coming up in the a little later on in the year. So would it be okay if I maybe send you some of my information? That way you guys have
Sure.
it on file, and maybe I can follow
Yeah.
up later in a few months.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's a good email I can send this over to?
So B Peter Line. So B as in Bill, and then P-E-T-E-R as in Peter, Lein. That's at Summit, Summit. G as in George, E as in Edward, O as in Oscar.
Okay.
E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, G as in George.
Okay.
Dot com.
Got it. Okay. So let me just repeat it. So it's B, and then is it Peter Line? Is that how you pronounce it?
Peter Line, yeah.
Peter Line at Summit
Lein.
GONG.com. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, got it. And now on something like this, do you guys currently work like with a a specific bank that you guys have, or?
Yeah, we got a couple banks that we go through. And yeah, we get a couple banks that we go through for some stuff, and it just depends where we're going, what we need, what the banks can do for us, et cetera,
Got
et
it.
cetera. It's nice to minimize the down payment and
Yeah,
get
definitely.
a good interest rate. So
Okay.
those are
Got it.
the two things.
Yeah.
Minimize the minimum or the
Got it. Okay. Do you guys have like a line of credit available, like with the banks?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Yeah, I mean, and that's something that we kind of advise to as well. Like when you are purchasing like equipment, some of the things that we like usually kind of bring up is with a line of credit, it's really good to have too as well. It's kind of like in the background, but when you're doing like a piece of equipment, it's better to kind of just finance it directly, whether it is through the actual vendor or the dealer
Yeah.
itself, or so
Yeah.
that way you kind of do that. And usually like with our equipment financing, we usually the interest usually is in the, like roughly around the mid single digits, usually about anywhere from like the
Yeah.
4 to the 6% on there too, so as well.
Yep.
So What I'll do is, like I said, I can go ahead and send you some, a little bit of our information. You can, you know, kind of check us out and everything. And, you know, if anything comes up, you know, in the meantime, you can reach out to me. But what I'll do is I'll maybe follow up and, you know, maybe over the next, maybe the next quarter and see, you know, where you guys are at, if anything comes up. But definitely feel free to reach out to me then, okay?
Yep.
Okay, I'll send that over your way in a few minutes then, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks for your time, Bill. Have a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.